I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
College football game time on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Chris, John, and Randy back to kick off another hour. You can find us at 92.9 The Game. You can find this show at 929 CFB Game Time. You can find Randy McMichael at RandyMac81. Bulldog Chuckery at JMCH316. Oh, wait, that comes later with Bulldog Chuckery. And you can find me at Crisco41. Appreciate Bob Stoops, former head coach at Oklahoma, giving us some time this week. If you missed that, give Brian a couple of minutes, and he'll get it up for you on 929thegame.com, so you can go back and check that out. No ranked matchups today in college football. Last time this happened, it was 2 years ago. We had seven upsets, including Syracuse beating Clemson that day. Three of those upsets back then were games that had a 16-point or greater spread. College football continues to deliver, even when the schedule looks kind of meh. And that's what we have today as we take a look around the country. 19th-ranked Iowa at Iowa State today. College game day is in Ames, Iowa, for the first time ever. A 4 o'clock kickoff today. Guys, I don't know. I like this rivalry. This has been a fun game to watch, even though it's very heavily slated towards Iowa in terms of wins in both the recent past and all time as far as that goes. But I do know one thing. We see two good quarterbacks today, Brock Purdy and Nate Stanley, go at it.
Just don't think we know anything about Iowa State. Hell, they played one game that had a week off.
Yeah.
I mean, I just
– and they got game day.
Yeah.
But – yeah, I mean, Coach Campbell, he's 0-4 against
yeah,
Iowa.
Yeah, that's the one blemish on his resume.
But think about last year was like 13-3. The year before was the 44-41. You know, which one of these games is going to be like? You're right. Stanley's been really good. I just don't know that we know enough about Iowa State's offense. Should be better, but I don't know that we know much about Iowa State at this point.
I like Purdy. I think he's a really good quarterback.
I like both of these guys.
I mean, Stanley, I like to watch both of them. Stanley's like he's been there forever also.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, I mean.
He was here with Ronnie Harmon, right?
He's been there a long time, man. He's been there forever.
Stanford at Central Florida. This is a 3:30 kickoff today. I kind of like this matchup. I think it's.
Why is Stanford going to play them? Why are they going to Orlando?
Is this the result?
They just won a recent national champion. That's why.
Is this the result of the college football playoff? Is this what we're seeing as everybody tries to schedule more, schedule better? This is what we –
again, why is Stanford
that's the only logical reason that I can come up with.
KJ Costello back today for Stanford. We'll hear about this game a little bit later on today.
The thing with Stanford and – where are those NFL players on defense? They just don't have them anymore.
Well, here's my question, Randy. Who are they?
Their run defense has been really good, though. They stop people.
They don't got them dudes.
This is not the same physical Stanford team that we've gotten used to seeing. Those bullies up front that will push you around.
You know what? We're about to run the ball right here, and we don't care.
Yeah, come get you some.
But
you looked at Northwestern and Southern Cal didn't have a lot of success running the football. Now Southern Cal last week hucked it all over the field. That kid was tremendous last week stepping in for Daniel. So that was their undoing. But if Stanford's going to win this game, it's got to be low scoring, ugly it up, just keep it close.
Who's the quarterback for for UCF? I thought Winbush played pretty good in his debut.
Yeah.
And you see this kid Gabriel come in and he do his thing. So are they doing rotating quarterbacks now?
No, it's Dylan Gabriel's job. That's what that's all the reports is that he won the job. Winbush was 12 of 23 for 168 yards in his start.
Okay, so he did.
And had 20 yards rushing. Dylan Gabriel in his one start, 16 out of 32, 372. With five touchdowns and no picks. He's not the same runner. He's not the dual threat guy that Winbush can be, But I think in terms of being that pocket passer, if that's what you want.
So he transferred and go sit behind a freshman. All right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
After he got kicked out of Notre Dame, you know, found a better quarterback too.
All right.
Arizona State, Michigan State today at 4 o'clock. Interesting that this is the fourth all-time meeting between those two, and no team in the previous three meetings has scored more than 20 points
in this series. Yeah, this is our big upset special last year.
Remember last year, yeah.
But this is, boy, that Michigan State run defense.
It's rough.
I mean, by the way, you know Benjamin hasn't run real well this year. But that's a great matchup. But I just don't see how the Arizona State's going to go up there and run the football.
That defensive line is rough.
If Michigan State can find any sort of offense, and they're kind of
Jekyll and Hyde.
Like, he was there, like, with Connor Cook,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You know, he's another guy.
Yeah, but he's been okay this year.
If you're going to be in or consider yourself in the upper echelon of the Big Ten, this is one you got to have.
But see, their defense, though, Chris, can do what Michigan's done the last few years. They can keep it at 9 or 12 points. You know what I mean? Like, they can win 13-12, Chris, I mean, in some of those games. Now, I don't know if you beat Ohio State and people like that, but they can beat, you know, the Midland teams through the conference 13-12, 13-10 and stuff like that because nobody's going to run the football on Michigan State's defense. I mean, they're legit. You know, Western Michigan, that's all they do is run the football, and they couldn't get anything against them. And forget Tulsa. That was absurd when you hold a team to – I don't care who you're playing. You hold a team to minus 73 yards rushing in a game. When your leading rusher has six carries for no yards, you've done something good defensively.
Good. Yeah, that's not good. It's college football game time here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Georgia State takes on Western Michigan. You can hear that game tonight over on 1380 WAOK. Pregame starts at 6:30. They will kick it off at 7 o'clock.
Talked to Dave Cohen yesterday. I don't know. I think they got I don't know what it was last week. They were down 20-3 to Furman.
Filling himself.
That's what I asked Dave. I was like, you know, a lot of pats on the backs and things like that, 2-0 or 1-0 after being Tennessee, because they came out and got, you know, blitzed on early in that game, and it was 20-3 before you looked up, and you're like, whoa, wait a second. Give them credit. Furman's a pretty good team, Chris. I mean, in FCS, they're pretty good. Found a way to win. It's going to be tough going up to Kalamazoo today and get it. Western Michigan hasn't offensively shown a whole lot yet. They want to run the football. This kid Bellamy last year, Randy, ran for 125 yards against them. They ran for almost 300 yards against State last year. I think Western Michigan's going to try to flex their muscle today and run right at Georgia State and say, here, try to stop this.
Yeah, pats on the back, feeling himself. No word needs to be said. All right. That means when you're sitting there, because that's what we talked about when we were, you know, praising them and everything. We said, they better not come home and lay a stinker against Furman. And that's exactly what it looked like when the game first started.
Yeah, it did.
It's college football game time, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brian just reminded me that that Georgia State Western Michigan game on 1380 WAOK, 6:30 pregame, kickoff at 7. Before that, head over to News and Talk 1380 WAOK for Notre Dame and New Mexico, 2 o'clock pregame. That game will kick off at 2:30, and then right here on 92.9 The Game, we've got Ohio State at Indiana. Pregame gets underway as we wrap things up here. Just about an hour and 20 minutes from right now, they will kick that game off at noon. Ohio State and Indiana.
WAOK, you said? For Georgia State?
Yes.
Oh, that'll be salty.
Yeah, they're salty about that.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're back on WAOK next week as well, because you'll be able to hear Notre Dame and Georgia here on 92.9 The Game next Saturday night.
Okay.
Salty.
Yeah. Any thoughts on Ohio State, Indiana?
No.
I feel the same way, Randy.
I mean, it is Justin Fields' first road start. He is going into the hostile environment up there in
Indiana. The frightened Mrs. Frickies,
yeah. So he's going up there, you know. But
if this were basketball, I'd be worried. But otherwise.
Exactly.
No.
Is Damon Bailey and Steve Alford playing for Indiana?
They're going to put a hurting on Indiana today, man. They got something to prove. That defense, good Lord.
I'll tell you this, though. Whew. I keep telling you. They got to realign the Big Ten. Like, you look at those two divisions, that division with Michigan State, Penn State, Michigan, Ohio State is so jumbled.
It's not fair.
And then that garbage on the other side of the division.
How much longer do we start saying that about the SEC, with the SEC West having Alabama and Auburn and A&M and LSU, and then you look on the other side and there's Georgia and pretty much everybody else?
I think Florida still is a program to be reckoned with. Maybe not this year as much, but I mean they can still be a nine.
I agree, but still the SEC East is not. I mean, it may not be as bad as the Big Ten West, right? But
yeah, because remember Missouri is going to be a 10-win team.
Yeah.
So,
oh whatever. Yeah. I mean, they can turn around. They looked good last week,
guys.
They looked good last week.
Yeah, they did. Thank you. Yeah, thank you, Randy.
They looked good last
week. Thank you, friend.
Yeah, they looked good last week. Yeah.
Hey, make sure you join 92.9 The Game this Sunday starting at 4 o'clock for the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. It's brought to you by Wade Ford and Jim Beam. Hugh Douglas, Andy Bunker, broadcasting live off Northside Drive across the street from the Gold Deck. So make sure you turn in right here, tune in right here on 92.9 The Game. That's tomorrow, 4 o'clock, for the Wade Ford Tailgate Show with Hugh and Andy. John Chuckery's world-famous buy or sell segment coming your way next. It's college football game time.
Low energy, Chuckery.
On Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
It's time now for John Chuckery's often imitated but never duplicated world-famous buy or sell segment.
Back in the Kia Studios with you on college football game time. Chris Goforth, Randy McMichael, John Chuckery here. Trying to see if we got a sponsor yet for this. Nope.
Not happening.
Nope. Maybe we can do the Stars and Strikes. Anyway, 404. All right, 10 questions for the guys here in the world of college football. I don't really like my questions this week. I guess that's my low energy.
Then why are you going to say it?
Well, because it's just got low energy. Oh, okay. So I'm trying to solve all this.
Low energy, Matt Holmes.
It's a low energy kind of week in college football.
Yeah,
so
it is. Yeah,
you're fitting right in.
Yeah. Let's start with Chris Goforth, because he's to my left. Jordan Mason of Georgia Tech will finish in the top 10 in the ACC in rushing this year, buy or sell. Since he's ninth right now.
I will buy that because I think he is their offense. Anything they're going to do this year, it's going to have to go through him. So. He's regardless of how good they are, how many games they win, he's a guy that has a real chance to put up some good numbers.
They got to figure out a quarterback. Like they have to, they can't just keep.
Why are
playing.
You playing all three of them?
Dare you? Thank
That's
you,
my
Randy.
Thing.
Thank
this,
you.
I mean, obviously, none of them are the answer, but just find one and go with it.
Right. I mean, you've practiced enough at this point, Randy, to find a quarterback. Jordan Mason, Randy, finishes in the top 10 in the ACC in rushing.
I'll buy that because, just like I said, he's all they got.
Yeah.
I mean, you had three quarterbacks combined to throw for 76 yards.
You had one guy throw it 17 times for 45
times
yards.
17 times for 40. What the hell? Like, where were you throwing the damn ball to?
You know, you could have done that, Randy.
Yes.
Yeah, you, I mean, you
underhanded.
Really,
left. Underhanded.
Yeah, because you're built like Brandon Wimbush now. So.
don't hate on my progress.
What?
Don't hate on my progress.
No, I understand. Randy McMichael, buy or sell, Will Muschamp. South Carolina will be the head coach of the South Carolina Gamecocks in 2022. Buy or sell? Will Muschamp will be the South Carolina Gamecocks head coach in 2022.
I'm selling that.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to be there much longer.
I don't think he's going to be there. I think Will's going to end up being one of those long-time coordinators. I don't think he'll get another head coaching job at a big-time college. I kind of envision him going up there to Athens and hanging out with his buddy, one of his best friends.
Really?
I can see that.
That, you know what though, I wouldn't mind Will Muschamp on Georgia campus though.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. I mean,
that's interesting. That's an interesting thought. Chris Goforth, Will Muschamp will be the South Carolina Gamecock head coach in 2022.
Yeah, I'll sell that. I'd love to see how his. I think his buyout after this season is at 15, 16 million, something like that. I'd love to see how it steps down after each year. But to Randy's point, the end is near.
Yeah, they're not getting better as a program.
Exactly. That's the thing about they're not.
They're not getting better as a program. Yeah. And he gets back to people talking about, did he inherit the right players and stuff like that.
Well, you've had time now.
Exactly.
You've had time to fix that.
Yeah, exactly. Chris Goforth. Army wins more games than Tennessee and Vandy combined. Army wins more games than Vandy and Tennessee combined.
Maybe one more, but I'll buy it.
Because I don't think Army's going to lose again. I mean, their schedule, Georgia State, Navy, Hawaii, that's the only good teams they got left on their schedule. And notice what I just said, Georgia State, Navy, and Hawaii.
You saw how I looked at you like.
Yeah, that's what? The best teams they got on their schedule. I think they might play San Jose State or something like that.
Okay.
Randy McMichael, Army wins more games than Tennessee and Vanderbilt combined.
I'm selling that. I think that.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to sell that.
Wow.
Damn, that's a big sale, Randy.
Yeah. Wow.
That's a big sale.
That's right. Two raggedy teams in that state of yours, Chris.
Yeah. Yeah. Go Memphis.
Yeah. Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Go to the west side of the state, Chris. Randy McMichael, Nolan Smith, over 9.5 sacks this season. Has 2 sacks so far. Nolan Smith over 9.5 sacks this season.
I want to buy it sell. So bad. I want to buy it so bad, but I'm going to sell it.
Wow,
I think the young
really?
Fella gets about 7.
Wow. I think he's got 2 so far. You don't know, even get 5 the rest of the way?
I know. I'm just.
Wow. Okay. Chris Goforth, Nolan Smith.
I don't want to jinx him.
For Georgia. Well, you did it to Tehran.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, Nolan. Way to go, Randy.
Way to go, Randy.
Nolan Smith for UGA, Chris. Over 9.5 sacks this season. Buy or sell? Over 9.5 sacks this season.
I'm going to sell it too. That schedule's going to get. I think it's one thing to do it against the Vandys and the Murray State, and even today against Arkansas State. Will be a little difference once you get into next week in Notre Dame, and then when you get into SEC offensive lines.
Don't they play Tennessee and Kentucky and some?
They do.
Those SEC lines.
They do.
Barely.
Okay. Chris Goforth. Nobody in the ACC Coastal besides Clemson will finish ranked in the top 25.
Oh,
nobody.
I'm buying that.
I will buy
that. That is the closest thing to a sure lock as you will get.
You know who's like making a case for the second best team in the ACC Coastal right now? Wake Forest.
I mean,
they're 3-0.
Yeah.
3-0.
Yeah, they are
right
3-0.
Now.
Yeah, they
and
are 3-0.
And they beat an ACC team in North Carolina. In a non-conference game last night.
Blew my mind last night. I was like, hold on, how is this not a – what? Yeah. Huh?
They wanted to fill out their Power 5 schedule with a in-state rival. Okay. You both buy that, right, that there won't be a team to finish in the top 25?
Yeah, I'll buy that.
Is Syracuse – bonus question. Are they headed to be one of the more disappointing teams in America this year?
So far, yeah.
So far.
Yeah. I mean,
I think that quarterback situation worked out, yeah.
I think there was a lot of hype and hoopla about, okay, maybe they take the next step. Because I think people just desperately want somebody to challenge Clemson, just like people want for Alabama. Yeah, because I think people at least look at Georgia and say, okay, they can give Alabama. But there's like nobody in the ACC top to bottom that can give Clemson a run for it. Randy McMichael, Southern Cal, their record, they'll finish with, let me start over again. Southern Cal's record over 6.5 wins, buy or sell?
I buy it. I mean, as much as we dumped on them.
They go.
I know where they're going.
They go Utah, Washington, Notre Dame all in a row.
Well, I think they're going to win today, so that'd be 3.
Okay.
That'd be 3. I think they'll beat BYU today, so that'd be 3-0. And they can find a way to sneak 3 more wins. I think that'd be a 7-win team, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chris Goforth, Southern Cal record over, by the way, looking for their new AD. As Lynn Swann, we didn't talk about that story, but Lynn Swann resigned, if you will. He stepped down as Felicity Huffman got sent to jail.
Yeah, so 14
weeks.
Days.
Yeah,
yeah.
2 weeks.
Yeah. Go to the slammer.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be. I can't wait for the mugshots of all that.
Yeah.
So even if she doesn't go to jail, she's got to have mugshots taken. So Chris Goforth, Southern Cal's record over 6.5 wins. The fighting Lauren, Wendy, and Alexis. Over 6.5 wins.
I will take.
What happened? What did I miss?
Don't learn.
What's going on?
I will buy that too. I'll buy that too, John. I think. I will say this. I'd like to talk about this question again next week because I think if you lose today against BYU, you make it a lot easier for whoever the next AD is to come in and make a coaching change.
Yeah. I want to see if their quarterback can replicate what he did last week.
He was good last week.
He was really good.
Slovis was
And BYU's not terrible, but you're going to BYU.
Right.
By the way, they've only played
4 times?
Twice. They've only played, was it 4 times?
I thought it was 4. Go ahead.
I had to stand.
I thought it was 4 times. Down.
It hasn't been very much that they played. No, this is only their third meeting ever.
Okay.
This is only the third time that they'll have ever played one another. Chris Goforth, buy or sell, at least 5 SEC teams will not make a bowl game this year. Buy or sell, at least 5 SEC teams will not make a bowl game this year. Because I can tell you, Ole Miss won't make a bowl game.
No. Yep.
Arkansas won't make a bowl game.
There's 2.
How about Tennessee? I don't think they're going to make a bowl
game. There's 3.
Okay. How about
Vandy?
Vandy.
There's 4.
Okay. And so now you're talking about South Carolina, Kentucky. You're talking about some of those bottom feeder teams in the East. At least 5 SEC teams do not make a bowl game buy or sell?
I'm going to sell that. I think there's a really good chance you have multiple teams that finish at 6-6.
Okay. Randy McMichael, at least 5 SEC teams do not make a bowl game.
I'm going to sell it. I think it's going to be those 4 teams. I think everybody else will find a way to get to some kind of bowl. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Randy McMichael, Bama and LSU will win more games combined than Oklahoma and Texas. Buy or sell? Alabama and LSU win more games combined than Oklahoma and Texas.
We're talking regular season, right?
Huh?
Okay. I'll buy that. I think Texas is going to lose again. Yeah, I think Texas
outside of Oklahoma or somebody like that.
Yeah, I think they lose again.
Chris Goforth, Bama LSU win more games combined than Oklahoma and Texas.
Yeah, I'm buying it too. I think there's at least one more loss for Texas, maybe even two more.
Yeah. Wow. Two more losses for Texas?
Yeah, I think, 9-3, I could see that.
Very disappointing.
That'd be a lot of chatter in Austin, disappointing. Texas. They go 9-3, that'd be a lot of chatter. Very especially if you lose all your important games.
We're back.
Yeah. Well, especially if you lose like all your important games like Oklahoma, LSU, and somebody else, maybe like Iowa State or something like that. Chris Goforth, a non-quarterback or running back, gets invited to the Heisman ceremony this year. Buy or sell? A non-quarterback or running back gets invited to the Heisman ceremony this year.
I'm selling that. I don't see it. Recent history says that doesn't happen.
Randy McMichael, because I have one guy that I think has. When I watch him play.
I'm buying it because I think Jerry Jeudy might be there.
Thank you. That's the guy, Chris. I'm telling you, he is. He's as good a player in the country.
Yeah, he's fantastic. He's fantastic.
And let me tell you, I know DBUs, for Florida and LSU and all that. Ain't nobody gonna stop him this year. He is just a special, special talent out there. And finally, Randy McMichael, Miami's record will be over 6.5 wins.
Who?
Miami's record over 6.5 wins for the Miami Hurricanes.
Let me find their schedule real quick. Okay, so they lost one to game.
They're 0-2.
They're 0-2.
Mm-hmm.
They got Bethune-Cookman today. Yes. They should win that one.
They got BC after that,
okay.
Too, right? Coming up.
Central Michigan, so that's 2-3 off Virginia Tech now.
They can win the bye week. I think they can.
Yeah. They got FIU and Duke to end the season. So you said 6?
6.5.
Yeah, I'll give you 6.
So they'll be 7-5. 6.5. Yeah. Miami's record over 6.5 wins.
Yeah, over. They got Louisville.
Buy or sell.
Hold on, they got Louisville. Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, I think they get 6.
Look, they got a chance against Duke.
I think they got Duke. They got FIU. They'll beat Louisville. They'll beat Florida State.
Miami's record over 6.5 wins.
Hold on, man. They'll beat Pitt. They'll beat Tech.
Yeah. They've got a chance against Virginia Tech at home. I mean, they've got a puncher's chance.
I got them at 7.
Okay. Chris Goforth, buy or sell. Miami's record over 6.5 wins.
Yeah, I'll buy that. I still think they've got a chance. If they can figure some things out offensively, I think they've still got a chance to win 8.
They look like they're ready to figure things out.
No, they don't.
Okay.
But I got hope.
I mean, again, I don't know what you'll find today against Bethune-Cookman or whatever out there. But, okay, that's good. By the way, Bethune-Cookman, they were involved in that game where the mascot came out on the field
yes.
A couple weeks ago and got in a scrum with the guy. Would you have punched out the mascot?
Knocked him straight out.
I said, let me tell you, I would fine the kids for not bulldozing over the mascot if he comes out and tries to grab the football from one of my players.
Why are you so stupid?
Yeah.
I mean, that's when you look at a dude like that. Why are you so stupid?
We'll get to our max of the week. It's our players. Top performers of the week in
this
college football.
This won't be low energy because it's Randy Mack.
That's right.
Yeah. He's got the body of Terry Godwin now.
He looks like a long-distance runner. He looks more like a track guy every week,
exactly.
Doesn't he?
Yes.
A little cross-country.
Yeah.
That's Randy. We get to our Max of the Week next. It's college football game time. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Yes, I cry. Yes, I cry. Ha, ha.
College football game time. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Time for our Max of the Week. our top performers from college football from last week. As is customary, since the award bears his name,
yeah,
we'll go with Randy Mack to lead things off. Randy?
I'm going to go on a limb and say we got a lot of the same problems.
Yeah, I agree. I know one guy for sure.
My first one is, and I make fun of him because he's been in school, it seems like, for 20 years. But Steve Vontaze in Colorado and Mel Tucker and their ability to get that win against Nebraska last weekend, big win for him. I mean, I think a lot of us has pushed Nebraska maybe further than we should because they got such a dynamic quarterback. They're really not that good.
How about this, Randy? Nebraska, Florida State, Tennessee, Miami, even to a degree Southern Cal. That's a lot of raggedy programs in the country right now.
Yes.
Now, think about the names I just mentioned off about how raggedy those programs are right now.
They just had I know you saw the top teams of all time, whatever.
College football, 0-1 Miami.
Oh, definitely 0-1 Miami. Yeah. But I'm just saying all those teams you just called out were like all top 10 programs in that top 10 all those programs. So that's – I mean, it's falling off. I thought Kendon Slovis did a great job filling in for JT Daniels. Last week for USC. I mean, as much as we talk about USC, they're 2-0. Now, they go to BYU today. I do think they will win at BYU today. He was 31 for 39, 330 yards, three touchdowns. JC, you said it last week. USC got some dudes.
Oh, they do.
They got some dudes that can catch the ball. Yeah, they got some dudes that can catch the ball.
They actually have some skill position people. If they had a quarterback that could really get the ball around,
he looks like he's the guy that can get them the football because he was the guy. He was pushing JT throughout camp and everything for this job. And JT,
I told you, you know, where there was a battle.
And I didn't believe it was, but a lot of people that came out said, he was battling with JT Daniels to be the starting quarterback for.
By the way, the best line I heard all week about Southern Cal
was
the fact that Clay Helton has outlasted two ADs.
Yeah. That's pretty good. And then, of course, Joe Burrow. I mean, he was just he was spectacular. Had three 100-plus yard receivers. I mean,
is he the guy we all have?
Jefferson was
Burrow.
Jefferson was special. I mean, Joe Burrow did his thing last night.
And doesn't he just look like a different quarterback?
He just looks comfortable. He looks
comfortable. And by the way, you know, it wasn't like he was some ham and egger coming into Ohio State. I mean, I think that's what
people – No, I mean, he was the golden boy of prep quarterbacks in the state of Ohio, rewrote the record book up there.
But think about, you know, and I talk about this all the time, Randy, that Urban Meyer's thing was bring in a top-flight quarterback every year and let it sort itself out. Tate Martell, Joe Burrow, Dwayne have all those guys and just let it sort itself out. And it's just funny. Like, Joe Burrow's not like wasn't like some ham and egger off the streets.
No,
that's just
not
a good feel-good story. He was a high-ranked recruit, Randy.
I know. He was a five. Was he a five-star kid or four?
I think he was four.
Yeah, he was a four-star.
Okay. And then, but the crazy thing is, I wrote this down yet. Like, Clyde Edwards did not play bad either at the running back position for LSU.
He had
87 yards on 15 carries and a touchdown. But it's all about him throwing that football. And we've always said, if they could just find a passing game, they're going to have receivers. They're going to have running backs. They're going to have O-linemen. Can they get somebody to pull the trigger? And will Ed Orgeron stay out the damn way?
Yeah, Chris, Randy and I were just joking in the bullpen about, you know, next week is the CBS night game, the one night game of the year, Georgia-Notre Dame.
Right.
Which I think could be blowout city. You think they're regretting that they may not have LSU-Alabama this year as their night game?
Wow.
Because, I mean, think about it. Because, we're talking about that game, LSU-Alabama, last few years has been dreadful. I mean, it's not been a fun game to watch. Maybe this is the year that you wish you had that game
with
those
change.
Two offenses going against one another.
Randy, to your point about we all kind of having the same guys, I got two out of your three.
Okay.
My one different is Cam Akers at Florida State, who we probably don't talk enough about for as good as he is.
He's just on rushing. I think he leads the ACC in rushing this year, Randy.
194 yards and three touchdowns.
He's a player.
And you go back to the fourth quarter of that game last week, he put Florida State on his back. And that offensive line, we've talked about it, they're terrible. And he did a lot of that on his own. I had Joe Burrow as well, 31 out of 39, 471, four touchdowns. He is running something very similar to the offense that he played in high school. And he just looks
the quarterback.
He just looks like a different guy.
Yeah.
Looks like a different guy.
I think I'm right in that, though. I think Cam Akers leads the ACC in rushing over Dylan.
Yeah.
I think Dylan is second this year. And, you know, in the Boise game, remember, we were talking about he had like 91 yards in the first half or something like that.
The Duke can tote the rock.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he's glad this is last year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he feels like one of those guys that will have a better NFL career than he did in college. And not because – not because like he couldn't figure it out in college. It's sort of that Terrell Davis thing. You know, Terrell's was injury and all that kind of stuff. Well, he
this
just
is didn't Taggart.
Offensive line.
And I also had Keaton Slovis as well, the USC freshman, 28 out of 33, 377, three touchdowns, no interceptions as the Trojans knocked off Stanford.
I had Joe Burrow as well, man. Just watching him play in that game, that was a lot of fun to watch that offense do their thing. You go 31 for 39, whew, that's again, that's Texas. Like, he didn't do that against North Texas.
He did that against the Texas Longhorns,
by the way, at their place, mm-hmm. by the way. That was a good atmosphere, by the way, in that game, too, as they were going back and forth. Randy, I took your guy because I had this in my upset special. But I took Justin Fields, man. 20 of 25 for 224. Two touchdowns, no picks, Chris. Nine carries for 42 yards and two more touchdowns.
You weren't serious about that upset.
I'll tell you.
You couldn't have been you couldn't have been serious.
I will tell you this. Sean Thompson and I were talking about this week. He's going to have a monster year.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
I'll tell you. He's going to put some numbers up out there. I mean, we knew he could play, but – you know, listen, I'll give him credit, man. He's got a shot to really do some interesting things for that team. And Chris, my third one that I have is Maryland's offense. They had 650 yards, 63 points, Randy. They were 11 for 15 on third down last week. 7.9 yards a carry, Chris, last week in that game as well. Their offense is rolling it up. You know, forget who it was ever they played in the first game, whatever, Portland State or whoever, whatever, scrub team, whatever like that. But they went up against an ACC team, and they, in every metric you could come up with last week, their offense is rolling. Yeah, their offense is rolling.
Actually, you got it going.
Good for them. They're 21st in the country, man. They've gotten themselves ranked over there. The Fighting Crooked Pocahontas of Matt Holmes. They've got themselves ranked or whatever like that. And it's not basketball.
First time they've been ranked since 2013.
Goodness
Let's
gracious.
See if they can stay ranked.
Yeah.
Who was on that team?
2013?
Who knows?
Wow.
Durbin wasn't there yet.
No.
That's crazy.
No. And that's post Freege and all that kind of stuff. I mean, so, yeah, I don't know. That's a good question.
They could have been like 25th. That's just a stat I saw this week. They could have been, you know, somewhere in the 20s, but that was the last time they were ranked. That is a look at our max of the week. This week, we all had Joe Burrow for his outstanding performance for LSU over Texas last week. Ed Orgeron came out this week and said that they didn't have AC in the locker room at Texas, and I guess you guys saw what they did with the LSU band, putting them in the upper deck at Texas.
Yeah, but did you see Texas yesterday? Did you see that, Chris?
No.
Randy Edsall.
That's right. Yeah. They and they were still in the ACC, by the way, when they did that. I'm just looking at the team now. Texas came out and sent ESPN a graph of the temperature monitored. They said it was set on 68 degrees. And it was 72, 73 degrees in there, working perfectly. They sent ESPN an entire graph yesterday of the temperature control in the locker room. So they said Ed Orgeron basically was a liar, that wasn't true.
You can call them what you want to call them. They came to your house and whipped you behind, though.
Yeah.
All right.
AC, no AC, whatever like that. You know, you didn't win the game.
Worst locker room, Randy.
Worst locker room, goodness. Ole Miss was raggedy. It's, I'll get out. Mississippi State had ants crawling up through the lockers. LSU's raggedy. All locker rooms raggedy. They supposed to be.
Exactly. What was it? Hayden Fry used to paint it pink.
Paint it pink
in there. But Chris, you know, I was joking about if Texas was as dedicated to winning that football game as they were about proving LSU wrong about the AC, maybe they'd have won that thing.
Yeah, if they would have schemed a little better defensively the way they schemed for the AC temp, they might have come out a little bit better.
Yeah. AJ Brown was the quarterback of that 2013 Maryland team. They were 7-6 that year.
Really?
He was second on the team in rushing at 576 yards, had 2,200 yards passing with 13 touchdowns and 7 picks. By the way, Stephon Diggs was on that team.
There you go.
Okay, outside of
him. He only had 34 catches that year, so it wasn't like he had a whole lot.
Sean Davis, I remember being at the linebacker position. But, yeah. I mean.
It's college football game time here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll be making way at 11:30. So coming up just over 35 minutes or so from now, we'll make way for Ohio State and Indiana.
Doc Way was on that team, too.
We're only on 11:30?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, man, get home in time for kickoff for my dogs.
I didn't even know that. I didn't even realize that. Okay. Thanks for updating me, Chris.
Yeah, no problem. Pre-game at 11:30, kickoff at 12.
Yeah, I know that stuff, brother.
You can enjoy it on your way home, Ohio State and Indiana, here on Sports Radio 92.9.
Justin Fields' first road game.
What if I pass on that?
I'm passing what?
If you pass on that.
Ohio State, Indiana.
Yeah, that's kind of. I think that kind of tells you what today looks like in college football, when that's your big national radio game is Ohio State, Indiana.
Yeah, and they want to start doing some of those Big Ten games on Friday night, too, right? Aren't they going to start?
Well, I hate Friday night football.
I do, too.
I just hate it.
College football should never be played
Friday night. The Pac-12 is trying to be the Friday night game now. That's their thing, is to be the game on Friday night, Pac-12.
9 a.m. Friday night.
Yeah. How about just
Who cares?
Bad idea. Southern Cal fans won't have to worry about all that.
We'll take a look around the ACC. We'll take a look back at last night as Wake Forest and UNC tangled in a game that won't count in the ACC standings. We'll also talk about Kansas and BC from last night, Georgia Tech hosting the Citadel today, Florida State visiting 25th-ranked Virginia. We'll get to all of those. Clemson on the road as well. That's next. It's college football game time on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. College football game time, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Goforth alongside John Chuckery, Randy McMichael. About 30 more minutes left for us today. We'll get you set for an afternoon and an evening of college football. You can find us at 92.9 The Game, at 929 CFB Game Time. Randy McMichael at RandyMac81, John Chuckery at JMCH316. You can find me at Chris Goforth1. You can find any part of this show that you may have missed, head over to 929thegame.com, and you can catch a recap of it there, including the conversation with the former head coach at Oklahoma, Bob Stoops, from earlier this morning. So make sure you look for that. It's time to take a look around the Atlantic Coast Conference. Now, break up the Demon Deacons. Wake Forest off to a 3-0 start. They beat North Carolina last night 24-18 in a game that was not an ACC conference game. Figure that out however you want. UNC cut it down to 21-18 with about 6 minutes left, and then Wake Forest put together that, you know, they ran the four-minute offense and took about 5 minutes off the clock, and that drive led to a field goal, and that kind of sealed things for Wake last night, John.
Yeah, I was talking about Darren Rovell had a tweet out showing a betting ticket for a guy who put $55,000 on UNC to cover, who was a three-point underdog in that game. And, of course, Wake Forest jumped out 21-0, just took it all over them. They got back to 21-18. They would have pushed, and then Wake Forest kicks a late field goal to make it 24-18 and is out $55,000 on that bet.
And again, if you got 55 to bet like that, you straight.
Kansas beat Boston College last night 48-24. A.J. Dillon goes for $150 for Boston College, but how about Khalil Herbert of Kansas? 187 yards on just 11 carries.
Yeah.
That's a 17-yard per carry average and a touchdown last night for Kansas.
I'm telling you what, man. The Mad Hatter, he's in Kansas because they ran for 330 yards yesterday. He wants to run the football. They were able to do that with Williams Jr. and, like you said, and Herbert. 46 game losing streak, the Power Five teams on the road.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, I see you, Les. Go do your thing, man. But I mean, that is, hey, I saw his press conference this morning. College football is so much fun with Les Miles is in it,
isn't it?
It really is, man. Just some of his speeches at the podium and everything after the game. But yeah, congratulations to him.
Georgia Tech will get a little dose of their own medicine today. They'll welcome in the Citadel for a 12:30 kick. That triple option that the Citadel runs, very similar to what Georgia Tech has ran for the last decade plus. And, guys, wasn't it the Citadel, and I should know this being a Southern Conference guy, but wasn't it the Citadel last year that gave Alabama fits?
Yes,
and it was 10-0 game.
No, it was 10-10 at halftime.
10-10 at the half.
Okay,
that's right.
Here's the problem. Citadel's already 0-2. They lost to Elon and Wofford, I think it is already, Chris.
Another triple option team.
And they've given up, I think it's 66 points. Oof. In their first two games, Chris. So that was cute last year and all that kind of stuff, but they're not very good at all. Even by their standards, they're not been very good this year. Like, they're not even that good of a team.
Florida State is at number 25, Virginia. Florida State, let's rewind it a little bit. You remember when Florida State
was good.
Joined the ACC and they won 29 consecutive conference games.
I remember
games
that game.
That, Tiki, that, right? That was Tiki?
Yep, I remember that game.
Warrick Dunn gets stopped at the goal line.
Punchable face Danny Cannell. I think he's the quarterback.
Yeah,
I think it was. Look, I just saw something interesting. Florida State has allowed 80 points. 80.
Uh-huh.
Florida State.
Yeah.
They've given up 35 points off turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
They are horrendous.
They had to win that game because
a kicker
missed an extra point.
Yes.
That's how they had to win that game in overtime.
They stink. All right. And again, Cam Akers had a big, big time game. He was Chris's Mac of the Week. But the thing with him is that I know he's like, I got to hear him get out of here. I won't be surprised if he just withdrew right now. Hey, you know what, Willie? I'm out. All right. I can't, you know, I'm not about to jeopardize myself out here, but Blackman, he's not that dude, man. I mean, and then they bring in Jim Leavitt. So he going
to
do
what? Well, what happened to the kid from Wisconsin?
Hornibrook.
Yeah.
Yeah, he let this game down. Look, he left his game in Miami.
It doesn't matter who you put back there until you fix what's going on up front. I don't think it matters who the quarterback is. You've got to fix that offensive line before anything else there can happen for them offensively. And that's the reason why I thought Akers was so good last week is because he put up 200 yards rushing behind a horrendous offensive line and kind of had to do it all on his own.
He's a special player, man. Don't get twisted. Now, I mean, but they just – the morale, man, it seems like it's just broken,
good, man.
It seems like these kids are just down in the dumps right now. I mean, we were making fun of them before the show started, how they ran off the field like they won like a national championship. Man, that's just – when you're in a mode like that, it's just like, damn. You know, we got one.
If they don't get somebody to dump some money into that program and facilities,
who wants to?
I mean, but isn't that like the catch 22 is like they need to upgrade everything, right? But if you stink, who's going to be the guy that wants to just come in there and say, you know what I mean?
Well, and if you've got to pay a coach $17 million because that's Willie Taggart's buyout, so if you want him to go away, you got to start with $17 million, and then you got to put a bunch of money up to hire the next guy. And as you said, John, you got to put a bunch more money up to start building some football facilities,
right. I mean,
or better facilities.
When everybody's –
it's hard for me to believe that Florida State ain't got no money. They just won that championship, you know, 5 years ago.
Again, I say this all the time. Every one of those schools has a guy.
Yeah.
There's a guy. Hell, you just saw T. Boone Pickens die. I mean – Oklahoma State ain't a better program than Florida State, right?
$600 million?
$652 million to be exact, Randy. $652 million.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you mean Florida State doesn't have – now, Burt Reynolds was bankrupt at the end of his life, God bless. He didn't have any money. He had to sell orange juice at the end of his life. But every one of those programs – because, you know, Chris, we talked about like Auburn, where they got one of the founders of Apple sitting back there, that if somebody had to stroke a check, somebody could stroke a check. You mean tell me Florida State doesn't have somebody who could put some money in and get them up? Because I'm sorry, but Bobby Bowden worked too damn hard to get that program to where it was to let it go to that kind of heights. And he's rolling around in his grave, and I think he's still alive, right?
Yes. $17 million if you want to get rid of Willie Taggart, though. Clemson and Syracuse today. That's actually it's tonight. It's 7:30. Clemson, the top-ranked team in the country, they go on the road. Look, I know what happened a couple of years ago when Syracuse was able to pull this upset. And guys, maybe I'm selling the Orangemen way too short, but I just don't see any way at all that they win this game.
No, I don't.
I don't even see it being close.
I think this is Clemson's breakout party.
It needs to be. I mean, Syracuse is not the starting quarterback out in the last 2 years. Remember when we left here last year around this time, and I went down to the parking deck and went and got in my car. Didn't even make it out the parking deck yet, and they were talking about Trevor Lawrence. I was like, hold on, You couldn't write a better script. There's no way that you could have predicted that the first time this young man gets to start after Kelly Bryant leaves, that he gets knocked out of the game the first time he takes off running. I was laughing all the way up his shirt. Not laughing because he got hurt, just laughing at that right there. Unbelievable.
And who was the kid from Grayson High School that took over at the quarterback? Trying to remember the kid's
Chase,
name.
Chase Bryce?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, I knew Bryce was in
yeah,
there.
I was, yeah, I laughed so hard. I was like, there's no way that that could have had my time. We left here for my show. I went to the parking garage, got in my car, and got up and didn't even get on Peachtree yet that he was knocked out the game.
But isn't that also the game last year where Travis Etienne just took the reins of the starting running back position
over.
And basically, you know, I mean, he won that game for him last year, Etienne.
He went berserk.
Yeah.
He went berserk.
I just, this is just a bad, I mean, this is a bad matchup for Syracuse to at some point. Like I said, Dabo's got it great right now because they haven't been challenged. So there hasn't been a threat of losing, but they haven't played well. And Randy, you know,
yeah,
listen,
coaches want that.
Give me a chance. That's why I even say about like those small schools. The best thing that can happen for Bama is Citadel to go 10-10, you know, because Nick Saban will use that for a month of, well, you know, you let Citadel stay with you 10-10 at that. The no threat of losing, Chris, but you get a chance to coach those guys up. I think today's going to be the breakout party for Clemson. I don't like this matchup for Syracuse, and you can tell me about the demons of playing in the Carrier Dome or whatever. I don't even know if that's called that anymore.
It's something different now.
Yeah. So I'm just not buying it. Mm-hmm. I'm just not buying this game today.
Pitt and Penn State today. This game is at Penn State. Last time these two teams will play for a while. Something tells me, guys, that if James Franklin can hang 50 on Pitt today.
He did last year.
Yeah.
And he did. And you can tell that he enjoyed running that score up on Pitt. And like you said, this is the last time they're going to play for a while.
Which is stupid.
Which is stupid. Well, of course, we know it's so stupid.
Throw West Virginia in there, and those three teams should be playing every year. But that's just.
He ran it up on our doozy, man. And all he has is a great football name and look good when they wear them old school Pitt uniforms.
Are they as good as. Are they 13th in the country? Good?
No.
Penn State?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't think they. I don't,
not
I
this
don't,
year.
I don't think they think that. But, hey, as long as we keep winning, they can't keep moving us up because we're Penn State.
Right. Right. Now, and I think next year they're playing so many young guys, they're going to bring the majority of that team on both sides of the ball will be back next year. And I think next year is the year when you can legitimately talk about Penn State being a top 10 team and threatening for a college football playoff game. They're probably still a year away from that, though.
Yeah, and again, playing in that division, Chris, I mean, Ohio State's not going anywhere.
True.
I mean, you know, I don't know about, I guess, I don't think Michigan's going to try to go anywhere, or Michigan State and everything like that. So just, look, you had all those guys.
All of them. Yeah, generational.
Yeah.
Generational.
Yeah, you had all those guys.
Is there?
Should have damn wanted that.
Generational.
When you go on Sundays and watch that guy up in New York, you know, you should have won it when you had all those guys out there.
That's a look
at. They had all those guys, Randy.
They had them dudes.
All those guys.
They had them dudes.
Yeah.
That's a look at what's going on around the Atlantic Coast Conference today. Stick around. We've got our picks. Take a look back at last week, how we did. Oof. And we'll give you a couple of picks in. Upset special for this week.
Out on a limb, Chuckery over there.
We'll do that next.
I really wanted to go get my Cincinnati shirt, too.
Ohio State, Indiana, kickoff at noon. Pregame coming up at 11:30. It's all happening right here. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. College football game time, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris, John, and Randy ready to wrap it up, make way for Ohio State at Indiana. Pregame gets underway in 9 minutes, and the kickoff set for noon. Before we get to that, though, it is time to give you our predictions for this week in college football and take a look back at how we did last week. Let's start with Randy McMichael a week ago here on College Football Game Time with his predictions.
I'm going to go LSU over Texas today. I think LSU just has too much talent for Texas. I think Clemson's going to beat A&M by at least 3 touchdowns today. Well, I almost made this my upset special. But I'm going to go Michigan over Auburn. I mean, over Army. I think Michigan will be able to stop them that one possession. Because that's all you got to do with Army. You got to stop them one time. And for my upset special, I think the national champions are going down. I'm picking Florida Atlantic over UCF today. Well, I mean, three for three. Three is all right. Three. your Final Four.
Had it right on.
You almost nailed it. All you got to do is get that one stop against Army. It took Michigan a while to do it.
Almost went Riverside, though. I almost picked Army to win that game.
Here's my predictions from last week.
Randy, I agree. I like Clemson to knock off Texas A&M.
I like LSU over Texas. I like Tennessee to bounce back and beat BYU this week.
Must win.
We talking upset specials, right?
Yeah.
Northern Colorado, a 43-point dog, knocks off Washington State. First off, they covered.
They covered.
And secondly, that game was a lot closer than that 42-point margin would indicate.
I don't understand that part, but okay. I don't get how you can get close to the
How's their locker rooms?
I don't know.
They're visiting locker rooms.
Pretty raggedy. John Chuckery, here's how he did last week with his predictions.
Yeah.
All right, Riverside, you guys again. For my picks of the week. Time for Texas to get it done, man. Home field. It was cute last year. Clemson's going to beat the dog snot out of A&M this year. Yellow Jacket Chuckery strikes. Here we go. Georgia Tech over South Florida, baby.
Yes, sir.
And for my upset special of the week, I'm going kind of with heart over head.
This is here.
Pick it's in here. All this.
So Akron over somebody?
Yeah. After what Lovey did to them last week. I'm going to take, Chris Goforth, the fighting George Clooney's of Cincinnati to beat Ohio State today. It was close before the kickoff.
What in the hell were you thinking?
It was close before the kickoff.
Let's get to this week's picks before we run out of time here. Randy, go ahead. What you got this week?
I'm going to go I had so many games written down here. I'm going to go Florida over Kentucky. I'm going to go Virginia over Florida State. I'm going to go Iowa State over Iowa. And my upset special, I'm going to take Temple.
Wow.
To beat Maryland. I want Maryland because I like Coach Locksley a lot, but I think Temple's going to get them on their home field today. They're giving 7, and I'm going to go take Temple to upset Maryland today.
I like Southern Cal over BYU. Iowa over Iowa State.
Okay.
Florida over Kentucky. And the upset special, Colorado State, a 10-point road dog, knocks off Arkansas.
They ain't no upset. Arkansas stinks.
Colorado State's
good. It's a 10-point spread. Okay. You want another one?
Yes,
you want another one?
How's it more of an upset?
You want another one? Middle Tennessee State knocks off Duke today.
Okay, you can have the Arkansas one.
Because that's only a listen, that line is only at 6.5.
You can have the Arkansas one, Chris. Yeah.
So Colorado State goes to Arkansas.
Yeah,
you can have that one.
Yes.
Okay.
You can have that one, Chris.
Thanks, Randy.
Yeah, no problem.
I'm glad. I didn't realize you were the grand potete
I am, though. I'm always the one that gets upset when you pick one of them games. Because it's always you, Chris.
I like TCU to beat Purdue today, too. Not an upset, but I like TCU.
Ooh. That's a raggedy game. Purdue's going to win the Big Ten, though, right?
So I'm saying.
All right. My picks of the week, I like Florida over Kentucky as well today. I hate to pick it this way, but I think Western Michigan's going to beat Georgia State today. I've got Western Michigan beating Georgia State.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm Georgia State Chuckery.
So you go jinx State program, too.
It was nice. Good start. Actually, they may win. You never know. I like Iowa State today, too, over Iowa. By the way, I actually like BYU over Southern Cal's is another game. But my upset special of the week, Chris Goforth, I'm going to take, as their quarterback is back, I will take the fighting Tiger Woods, Reese Witherspoons, and Jennifer Conley's of Stanford a week late, Randy. They're going to go into Central Florida, and they're going to beat Florida this week.
I like it. I like it. They got a quarterback.
It's a 9.5-point spread in that
game,
by the way.
They got the quarterback back. Again, they're okay. Can they stop the pass? I think they'll shut down Central Florida's run.
But can they stop the pass? Again,
the
way their quarterback situation is, I don't know. If I'm Stanford, I know one thing. I'm gonna try to do everything I can to keep the ball away from their offense and not even give them a chance to
start. And they have that kind of personnel to try and do that as far as run the ball and eat the clock up.
I will take the fighting Jennifer Connelly.
But last week, though, dude, like you just wanted to say something to say something. Huh? You were like hot take Tommy. You just wanted to Cincinnati, huh?
Sounded good, didn't it?
That's the thing about it. It never sounded good.
I even listened to the clip. I said, You listen to the clip, and I said, I'm taking my heart over my head. In this one.
Yeah, it didn't even sound confident.
I had both of those games in the Big Ten I thought could be upset specials. Certainly Army over Michigan. But I thought Michigan would find a way.
And they did.
To win. Yeah.
Just like Oklahoma did last year. They found a way to win that game. So
yeah, I mean, but.
Just Kirby, don't ever. Schedule Army and nobody, man. All right, we deal with Tech too long. Did we not bring that triple option?
Georgia State decided they wanted to go ahead and grab Army.
I mean, some problems with that one.
That's going to be a fun one. I told Dave, I can't wait to talk about that game.
Yeah, it's going to be some real problems. If Florida State, because I know they're going to Virginia, if they lose really bad, I know it's 17 in the mill, but will they find a way to get Willie up out of there?
I mean, today, I don't think they're going.
I don't think $17 million.
I don't think going to Virginia today and they get run. I think Virginia's pretty good. That doesn't seem like let them lose again on their home field to somebody they shouldn't lose to. I mean, I didn't go look at their schedule real quick, but let them lose on their home field, in front of the home crowd, Chris, again to somebody else. Give me some of their home games, Randy.
Alabama State.
That's
pretty much it. That's
the only non-con Florida. They have left, right, except Florida. They have Florida at the end.
Yeah, they got Miami at home, so they should be all right.
It's going to do it for us. Stick around. More college football coming your way as the Indiana Hoosiers host the Ohio State Buckeyes. Pregame gets underway now. Kickoff in about 30 minutes on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.